On this week's Bluegrass Breakdown, it's a lofty title reserved for only the most holy, virtuous, or benevolent among us. Special men and women who are welcomed throughout Bluegrass Land with open arms. I'm Dave Higgs, and with the dedication of Doug Dillard, Tony Rice, Tony Furtado, and Andy Owens, in honor of St. Patrick's Day, we'll be meeting all manner of saints from St. James and St. Peter to St. Regis and St. Vrain. Coming up this, may you live as long as you want and never want as long as you live, edition of Bluegrass Breakdown. The Acousticats will begin matters with one of Bluegrassdom's most revered tunes, named after the miracle worker Saint Anne, the mother of Mary, and popularized by French-Canadian fiddler Joseph Allard in the 30s. Songwriter David Mallet put some words to the tune, and the Acousticats perform it now, The Ballad of Saint Anne's Reel.
He was stranded in a tiny town on Fair Prince Edward Island, waiting for a ship to come and find him. One horse place, friendly face, some coffee and a tiny trace, fiddling in the distance far behind him. Dime across the counter then, shy hello and a brand new friend, and a walk along the streets in the wintry weather. Yellow light, an open door, and a welcome friend, there's room for more, and they're standing there inside together. He said, I've heard that tune before somewhere, though I can't remember when. Was it on some other friendly shore? Did I hear it on the wind? Was it written in the sky above? I think I heard it from someone I love, but I've never heard a sound so sweet since then. In town, a young girl says, I'll take your hand. He's caught up in the magic of her smile. A leap the heart inside him went, and up across the floor he sent his clumsy body, graceful as a child. He said, there's magic in the fiddler's arm, there's magic in this town, there's magic in the dancer's feet and the way they put him down. People smiling everywhere, boots and ribbons, locks of hair, and laughter roll, blue suits and Easter gowns. Sailor's gone, the room is bare, size old guitar sitting there, someone's hat's left hanging on the rack. The empty chairs, the wooden floor that feels a touch of shoes no more, waiting for the dancers to come back. And the fiddles in the closet of some daughter of the town, the strings are broke, the bow's gone, and the cover's buttoned down. Sometimes on December nights when the air is cold and is right, there's a melody that passes through the town.
The Tennessee Heartstrings Band with banjoist Casey Henry picking one of her own, St. Simon Says, on the group's New Strings, New Hearts release. Well, howdy friends and neighbors, Dave Higgs here, welcoming you to Bluegrass Breakdown, where we'll be surrounding ourselves with a variety of folks who have been recognized for their holiness and close relationship to God. Historically, they were known as Hallows. We know them as Saints. One of the most venerated of the saints is James, one of the 12 apostles, the son of Zebedee, the brother of John, and one of Jesus' most trusted disciples. No wonder a myriad of things have been named after him, including the St. James Hospital. This is Tony Rice.
Early one morning, past the St. James Hospital. Early one morning, born in the month of May. When I look through the window and I spied a dear cowboy. He was a dear cowboy, as cold as the clay. Sit ye down by me and hear my sad story. Sit ye down by me and sing me a song. For my poor head is aching and my sad heart is breaking. I'm a poor cowboy that knowed he done wrong. That doctor to come and heal up my body, and send for that preacher to come and pray for my soul. For my poor head is aching and my sad heart is breaking. I'm a poor cowboy and hell is my doom. Carry my coffin. It's 16 pretty maidens to come and sing me a song, and tell them to bring some of them sweet smelling roses. So they can't smell me as they told me along. Fight lowly, play ye the death march as you carry me along, and throw bunches of lilies all over my coffin. There there goes a poor cowboy that knowed he done wrong. Early one morning, past the St. James Hospital. Early one morning, born in the month of May. When I looked through the window and I spied a dear cowboy, it was a dear cowboy as cold as the clay.
Banjoist Raymond McLean picking here with Jim and Jesse with the Bells of St. Mary's, referencing, of course, the Mother of Jesus. The song was written by A. Emmett Adams and Douglas Ferber after a visit to St. Mary's Church in Southampton, England. The song was immortalized in the 1945 film by the same name, starring Bing Crosby and Ingrid Bergman. Raymond does it proud on his flying fish excursion, A Place of My Own. And Tony Rice led things off with St. James Hospital from his Night Flyer release. As Tony puts it, it's an eerie piece of music. Zebedee had two sons who were fishermen. We heard a song referencing James. Here's one referencing his brother John, generally considered the youngest of the 12, and the disciple whom Jesus loved. Tony Furtado will take us through our break with St. John's Fire from his Rounder CD, Within Reach. Thank you. Dave Higgs, and we'll meet more Bluegrassical Saints thanks to Doug Dillard, Jody Stecker, and Kate Brislin, the Andy Owens Project, and the Carter family, immediately following our upcoming break here on Bluegrass Breakdown. We're back, about to pay high lonesome tribute to another one of the 12 disciples, a man Pope Gregory I called the Prince of the Apostles. Like James and John, he was originally a fisherman, later one of early Christianity's greatest leaders, and ultimately the keeper of the keys to the kingdom. This is the Andy Owens Project with St. Peter, Won't You Let Me In?
Lost out in the darkness, had no light to guide my way. But I found my old Savior, I was saved in that day. When I gaze up into heaven, St. Peter at the gate I see. And I hope that he's with me, I'll see him on Judgment Day.
Oh, St. Peter, won't you let me in? Oh, St. Peter, won't you let me in? When I reach the holy gates of heaven, St. Peter, won't you let me in?
From the path I will not stray, and I feel my Jesus' hand guiding me along the chosen way. And when I come to faults and pitfalls, my faith is strong each and every day. The devil's hand will never turn me, for that's a price that I can't pay.
Oh, St. Peter, won't you let me in? Oh, St. Peter, won't you let me in? When I reach the holy gates of heaven, St. Peter, won't you let me in?
My deeds are dead and done. I just hope my Lord and Savior counts the songs that I have sung. Cause in big churches I can't feel him and do my praying in the sun. For I can feel the light of Jesus and I know life's just begun.
Oh, St. Peter, won't you let me in? Oh, St. Peter, won't you let me in? When I reach the holy gates of heaven, St. Peter, won't you let me in? When I reach the holy gates of heaven, St. Peter, won't you let me in?
When I get to dying, gonna head for the pearly gates. When I get to dying, gonna head for the pearly gates. I know that I'll be flying, I don't think that I can wait. And with love and some luck, St. Peter's gonna put me up. Well, I've always been a good boy, I've done the best I can. I've always been a good boy and I've done the best I can. My one and only mission is to make it to the promised land. And with love and some luck, St. Peter's gonna put me up when I meet him face to face.
never smoke a drink, never cheat or lie. Never smoke or drink, and I never cheat or lie. My Bible is the Bible, and I know that by and by, and with love and some love, St. Peter's gonna put me up. When I'll be ready to take my place. When I get to dying, I'm gonna head for the pearly gates. When I get to dying, I'm gonna head for the pearly gates. I know that I'll be flying, I don't think that I can wait. And with love and some luck, St. Peter's gonna put me up. Dying, I'm gonna head for the pearly gates. I know that I'll be a-flying. I don't think that I can wait. And with love and some luck, St. Peter's gonna put me thank you.
Mighty Squirrel with Voicing La Saint John from their self-titled outing. The song is in French, and it relates to a conversation between two young girls concerning the inability of their boyfriends to join them at the Saint John Baptiste Day bonfire. The boyfriends have good excuses, fortunately. One has been captured by fairies, and the other is off in Paris, shopping for a wedding ring. This is a national holiday in Quebec, originating with the original French-Canadian settlers, and it celebrates the birth of John the Baptist. Doug Dillard was in the middle with St. Peter, subtitled St. Peter's Gonna Put Me Up, from his Flying Fish gospel album, Heaven, and the Andy Owens Project was ahead of it all with St. Peter, Won't You Let Me In, from their Kerosene Circuit outing. We'll continue working our way through our line of saints by turning to the Carter family and a couple of their more inscrutable songs. The first, sung by A.P., Sarah, and Mother Maybelle themselves, seems to refer to Jean-François Regis, a tireless worker who spent his life ministering to the downtrodden in the early to mid-1600s. He's a patron saint of lace makers, medical social workers, and illegitimate children. This is St. Regis Girl.
In a pine shaded grave by the river, where the nightingale sings sad and low, all alone lies the St. Regis maiden, who did sing this sad song years ago. Nevermore will my heart fill with gladness as I stroll through the forest again. For to prison they've taken my lover, that's why my poor heart's full of pain. When in prison you're dying from sorrow, I hope you'll recall those past days that together we spent in this valley and the vows that we shared on its quays. If I could but burn down that prison to steal you away for a while, they could carry me off to the gallows and I'd go to my doom with a smile. When the moon is high in the heaven and the mountains do gleam in its light, how often I'll dream of you, sweetheart, as I mourn there alone in the night. There will be a green grave in the forest, and people when passing that way will think of the St. Regis maiden as she lies there alone in the clay. Shadow has crossed o'er the valley where once only sunshine did reign. But wherever life's pathway may lead me, I shall ever remember our dream. In the future someday I will meet you on the bright shore so far from this world, and there before God I will greet you. That's a dream of the St. Regis girl.
Oh, we out on the old St. Sabbath. For my pillow and my rifle across my chest. Please don't bury me on Lone Prairie. Please don't bury me on Lone Prairie. You can bury me in the east, you can bury me in the west. Please don't bury me on Lone Prairie. My father, he lies sleeping. I have no father or mother. There's only Nell and me.
Please don't bury me on the Lone Prairie. Please don't bury me on the Lone Prairie. You can bury me in the east, you can bury me in the west. Please don't bury me on the Lone Prairie.
Mother, she lies sleeping below the old church sod. Her body lies a moldering, and her spirit is gone to God.
Please don't bury me on the Lone Prairie. Please don't bury me on the Lone Prairie. You can bury me in the east, you can bury me in the west. Please don't bury me on the Lone Prairie.
Out on the old St. Sabbath, lay me down to rest with my knapsack for my pillow and my rifle across my chest.
Please don't bury me on the Lone Prairie. Please don't bury me on the Lone Prairie. You can bury me in the east, you can bury me in the west. Please don't bury me on the Lone Prairie. Please don't bury me on the Lone Prairie. You can bury me in the east, you can bury me in the west. Please don't bury me on the Lone Prairie.
Jody Stecker and Kate Brislin with A Way Out on the Old St. Sabbath is rendered on their Appleseed disc, Songs of the Carter Family. Jody remarks, quote, "The songs the Carter family sang are often mysterious in themselves, and none more so than this. Out on the what? Not far to the northeast of Del Rio, the Texas town which borders the Mexican radio transmitter which cast Carter family songs 1,000 miles or more, lies the St. Saba River. A way out on the old San Saba? Could there be a connection? Is Nell a sister? The song doesn't say. The emotional tone of desolation is vivid, and the song calls up images of a desperate survivalist shooting it out with the FBS. Or not," end of quote. And the Carter family went first with St. Regis Girl, as found on their massive Bear Family box set, In the Shadow of Clinch Mountain. Banjoist Craig Smith will escort us through our looming break with a little bit of W.C. Handy's 1914 classic, The St. Louis Blues, named after St. Louis IX, 13th century King of France and Catholic saint.
Thank you.
Dave Higgs, and we'll be listening to tunes referencing St. Vrain, St. Timothy, St. Simon, and old St. Nick upon our return from our break here on Bluegrass Breakdown. We're back, still looking at saints, tastefully in the bluegrass style, and in particular, an early Christian evangelist, one of Apostle Paul's running buddies, and Bishop of Ephesus, St. Timothy. This is Judith Edelman in the Sisters of St. Timothy's.
Sisters are
Casey Groves with the St. Vrain Waltz, named after the river that runs through Casey's hometown of Lyons, Colorado, which in turn was named after St. Varanus of Cavalon, a 6th century French bishop who performed many miracles while doing charitable works. You'll find it on Casey's Something Familiar project. And Judith Edelman was in the leadoff spot with the Sisters of St. Timothy's, one of her own from her Compass release, Drama Queen. You're hearing about some of humanity's finest thanks to Nashville Public Radio, Nashville, Tennessee, where Bluegrass Breakdown is produced by Scott Smith. We've got playlists and past programs at bluegrassbreakdown.com and can be reached at bluegrass@wpln.org. St. Nicholas was the 4th century bishop of Myra in modern-day Turkey, where he performed many miracles and secretly gave many gifts, giving rise to the legend of St. Nick, or Santa Claus. He's the patron saint of sailors, merchants, archers, repentant thieves, children, brewers, pawnbrokers, and students. This is Raymond Fairchild picking a little bit of Jolly Old St. Nicholas.
Designed by intellect, so vexed to find evidently there's just so much that hides. And though the saints of us divine in ancient feeding lines, their sentiment is just as hard to pluck from the vine. I'm trying hard not to pretend, allow myself no mock defense, step into the night, since I don't have the time nor mind to figure out the nursery rhymes that help out and made sense of our lives. The cruel, uneventful state of apathy releases me. I value them, but I won't cry if time has wiped out. I'm trying hard not to give in, batten down to fare the wind, read my head, at least pretend, allow myself no mock defense, step into the night. She places them in front of you. Nothing holds a Roman candle to the solemn warmth you feel inside. There's no measuring up, nothing else is love. Thank you. myself no mock defense. Step into the night. La-da-dum-dum, la-da-dum-dum, la-da-dum-dum. She places them in front of you. Nothing really holds a candle to solemn warmth you feel inside of you.
The Pickin' on Pickers, covering a 2003 tune from the repertoire of the American rock band The Shins. That was St. Simon from the Boys, the Bluegrass Tribute to The Shins release. No one for sure seems to know exactly what this song is about, but it seems to deal with biblical issues and mentions a saint, which makes it worthy of inclusion on our big saintly special. And Raymond Fairchild led things off with Jolly Old St. Nicholas from his Smoky Mountain Christmas collection. We'll let Mike Scott put the finishing touches on our big Saint special with a few bars of perhaps the most bluegrassically loved Saint song of them all. It's an old black spiritual, first recorded in 1923 by the Paramount Jubilee Singers and propelled into immortality with Louis Armstrong's 1938 recording. This is, of course, When the Saints Go Marching In. That high, happy, oh Lord, I want to be in that number when the saints go marching in. Kind of note. This is Dave Higgs saying thanks for listening. Have a good week. See you next week. Goodbye, so long, and adios. Coming up on the next Bluegrass Breakdown, we'll be careening back to the months of February and March 1978, when, among other things, bassist Bill Bryson and guitarist Joe Carr joined Alan Mundy and Roland White in the Country Gazette, and Emmy Lou Harris, Dolly Parton, and Linda Ronstadt begin work on their trio project. I'm Dave Higgs, and it'll be nothing but four-decade-old grass on the next Bluegrass Breakdown.